here. Bill is sick up there somewhere. I guess at his house.
If anybody here, if anybody wants to examine this thing, if we can figure out some way to do it, I think it'd be great because it's perfectly obvious what it is. You know, that it's no family Bible or any family possession, actually. It is something that was obviously given to President Kennedy.
And they don't want it. Obviously, Newsweek, Jay Graham and them would have asked you about it if they'd wanted the truth. They don't want it because they'd ask you, they'd have gotten it, and they're afraid of it.
Well, as I understand, no inquiry was made of us prior to the printing of the story.
Not that I've heard of.
Is there somebody here that, who here, Mr. President, could just have it in his possession in short to?
I think Bill could get Dorothy Treader to bring it over.
Can I tell them then today that they're perfectly welcome to go look at it or get their Washington people there to go see
it? I don't know whether we want to or not, unless Bill's sick, unless you can talk to Bill.
Well, you want me to get Bill and put that to him?
Yeah.
I'll do that, sir.
Now, let's see what George is going to say, just as little as possible. Let's see what you're going to say, George.
Well, where you got this initial statement down that, I don't know.
The book which was used at the time that President Johnson took his oath is and has been in the official government archives together with other papers of the President. The book was delivered to the White House custodian of the President's papers and documents, who has custody of those papers shortly after the return to Washington. And then there was a question as to...
You want to say by Ms. Johnson, and do you want to say presidential instead of president?
I would say by Mrs. Johnson.
Yeah. No, that's...
Do you want to say president or presidential?
President. I think presidential papers.
Presidential?
Yeah. Okay.
Shortly after the parties returned to... The parties, K-R-T-Y, returned to Washington.
Singular?
Yeah, you know, it's mm-hmm. presidential, mm-hmm. the whole presidential party, airplanes on.
You say group or some parties?
Right, the group, shortly after the group returned to Washington.
All right. And if there's a question about has any decision been made to its disposition, the answer was no. No decision has been made about this or specifically about any other papers of the President.
Although,
or specifically about a number of other papers of the President.
And then could you say, although there's nothing secret about it and no inquiry has been made, but if any is, we'd be glad to, the archivist be glad to show them the book.
Well, that's in connection with the next question, I think.
Yeah, but, well, bear that in mind, Abe, so that you can say that, point out that nobody even made any inquiry of us first we knew about it.
Now, Mr. Christensen, I wouldn't say the archivist will show them the book or say that it can be made available. You know, we don't want these guys in touch with Dorothy.
Yeah.
Well, Bill Moyers is on the line. Is Juanita tells me.
Now?
Yeah, is he on the line, A-line now? She says she can get him connected in, too.
Yeah, all right. Okay.
Okay, Juanita. What's your next one?
The next question was, can you describe the book? The answer was, it's not strictly speaking a Bible. It was a missal or
prayer
book.
Do we have to say that, babe? Why don't we just say it's a Catholic version of the Bible?
It's not.
I just say it's a missal.
Yeah. It's a missal or a
prayer book. I wouldn't go to... debating the Bible, I just say it's a missal.
Yeah, or a prayer book.
It is a missal or a prayer book which belonged to President Kennedy bearing the copyright.
I don't know whether I'd say belonged or not.
Right, strike that, that's right.
Yeah.
It's a missal or a prayer book.
Which was
found on the plane.
Which, along with other books, was in Air Force One.
Yeah.
May I interrupt now? Mr. Fortas?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
They'll be on in a minute.
Oh, thank you.
Good, everybody.
say it was a Messel prayer book, which along with other books was in the compartment of Air Force One.
Hello, Bill's on now.
Reading compartment.
Well, go ahead, it was
Bill?
Yes, sir.
I guess George will get these questions on the Bible this morning. And we've been working all morning trying to figure out what to do about them. Do you have any reaction?
Well, Mr. President, I did this yesterday. This thing has bothered me ever since Friday when I heard about it, because I just felt that it was so damned unfair to claim that you had been anything but extremely courteous and kind throughout that whole period of Mrs. Kennedy, that I called on a strictly confidential basis, which I know he will respect, Dick Goodwin. Dick Goodwin is a friend of Bill Manchester. And I talked for about half an hour to Goodwin and expressed my concern. Goodwin then, without any reference to me, talked to Manchester, and he also talked to Robert Kennedy. And Goodwin did it on the basis of his having seen the report in the New York Times on Saturday and being very concerned about it because it reflected a different situation than he knew. Goodwin did call me back last night, right before I was leaving for the airport, and said that Manchester and that first of all, Kennedy has not seen the transcript. He refuses to read it for personal reasons, emotional reasons, but that Ethel had, and that he, Kennedy, had instructed Manchester to let him, Goodwin, come Tuesday night and read the manuscript, and take out anything that was likely to cause embarrassment to an incumbent president or Mrs. Kennedy. Now, Goodwin said that that Manchester was very unhappy about this. Manchester, on his own, had put in a good bit of this stuff, according to Goodwin, anyway. And he doesn't want to take it out. Neither does Look want to take it out. But Goodwin is going to read the manuscript tomorrow night and then confidentially come to see me and tell me what is in it, what he is going to insist that comes out. The bit about the Bible, it goes this way. It is not as reflected in the stories put out by the public relations flack on Friday and Saturday. What Manchester says is that Mrs. Hughes then brought the Bible aboard, that Larry O'Brien found a white prayer book and gave that to her to use because it was aboard the plane, and that when she went back down the steps, she handed it to a man she thought was a Secret Service agent. It turned out he was a Secret Service agent. There's no implication whatsoever that we have kept the Bible, according to Goodwin's account of Manchester's relating it to him yesterday. In light of all of this, I don't think we ought to say anything.
I suppose you were asked about it, Bill. What would you do?
I would say, I have not seen the manuscript. I do not know
it. Suppose you ask what happened to the Bible. Do we know anything about the Bible?
Well, I don't know the answer to that question, do we?
Yeah, we do know it.
Well,
In other words, there is in the archives here in the archivist's possession the book that was used in administering the oath. Now, there's something very valuable that you've just added, though, Mr. President, and that is Sarah Hughes brought a Bible on board to use, and Larry O'Brien handed her this book to be used instead of the Bible that Sarah Hughes used.
I didn't understand it that way. Is that
what you said, Bill?
Yes.
Now, if that is true, that's very important.
Now, I think the one thing that we have to nail down, let me back up one minute. I talked to O'Brien yesterday morning. He said, yes, he doesn't want to get drawn into it, but he looked around for something that could be used that would be on the plane.
Yeah.
And he found a, I cannot think of the fellow's last name, the steward, the tall steward on Air Force One, suddenly came up to him and said, "Mr. O'Brien, wouldn't they like to use this?" Larry said it was a box. Larry opened the box. It was a white prayer book. Larry then handed that. He remembers, he recalls handing it, he thinks, to Mrs. Hughes. He didn't know whose it was. He didn't know whether it was Mrs. Kennedy, whether it was the steward, whose it was, and that she knew this. Now, the missing link is a question put to Judge Hughes, right, about whether or not she did bring one aboard and what happened to the one she brought aboard.
Right. And we know that we have a letter from Judge Hughes, a copy of a letter from Judge Hughes, which says when she arrived at the place, someone handed her the Bible, she says, which was a small brown leather volume. It was black leather, about 6 inches by 8 inches. And so this all fits together because my guess is that this prayer book was in a white box and it's probably never been taken out of the box.
Okay.
And that's what was handed to Judge Hughes and what was used.
Well, I think that someone has to ask Judge Hughes if she in fact did bring a Bible from her office. In fact, there was one story current at the time that the reason she was late is that she got down to the lobby of the court building and forgot that she had a Bible, went back up and took one off of her desk.
She would normally have done that. That's right.
Yeah.
That's what a judge would normally do. And then she gets on the plane with her Bible and somebody hands her a white box with this book in it. White, and probably never been out of the plane.
Have you all seen the story in the paper this morning about the Manchester book?
Yes. In the Post.
In the Post, yeah.
I haven't seen the Post. There's big headlines down here all about it, though. I guess it's the same story.
Well, it isn't much of an item.
No. No, it is here, 4-5 column heading in the Post here, Houston Post. The net of it is, I don't have it. I gave it bird while ago, but the net of it is, it just leaves impressions. Well, here it is. A new book on JFK full of untold facts. It's a... Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello?
New book on JFK full of untold facts. AP. On her last day in the White House, Ms. Kennedy wrote a letter to Khrushchev expressing as a mother of two children her hopes for peace. It's reported Sunday. The incident is excerpted by Newsweek magazine, The Death of the President, written by Manchester. The book will be published Harper Row, January. The book had been compiled with the help of the Kennedy family.
Oh, that's AP Dispatch. That's the same one that's printed on the Post on page 4.
Okay.
The one that's up here.
And the headline is Mrs. JFK's peace plea to Moscow reveal.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's not accidental.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not, the thing about the Bible is not conspicuous.
I wonder if it wouldn't, Abe, this goes against your feeling that we blow it up by being secretive about it. But it seems to me that with George's first briefing, it's kind of like Jim Moyer's briefing here the day after Bill left on the aluminum strike. It'd be better if we could to just say he doesn't have any information on it, and he refers him to Bill in Washington. And Bill just meet and sit down with you, and you all work out what you do about it.
That's okay.
He is due to brief 20 minutes ago, and he's 40 minutes from the briefing.
Yes, I just feel very strongly that this thing will build up who stole the Bible. That's a very dramatic thing, unless...
See, one of the things that's going on is this. The flack for Look magazine is dribbling out bits and pieces of this.
Yeah.
Just as they did the Schlesinger book. That we are put in the position of commenting on the reports of a public relations agent printed in Newsweek magazine.
Yeah.
Before the text comes out, we may be commenting on a sin that nobody has committed. And I just prefer to my own judgment, it would paper and wait until we get closer to the printing of the manuscript and after I talk to Goodwin tomorrow night.
Now, this is not a question, you're right, Bill, in my judgment, in terms of the book. The question here is what happened to the Bible.
Well, could we just say that he had no information and that any information about it come from Moyers in Washington, and then when they go to Moyers and give us another hour, you and Moyers get together and agree?
Sure, yes, sir.
I think that would be better, and then Moyers could limit himself to this statement, namely, that the book on which the President took the oath is in the White House archives, period.
Government archives.
That's better, U.S. government archives. That's much better.
And, but I think then he